You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! Oh, it's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's match with Kidderminster Harriers from Saturday afternoon.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly, we'll be hearing all about FC United's home match with promotion-chasing Kidderminster Harriers from the weekend. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news by advising supporters that the FC United women's team will be in Cup semi-final action this Sunday at Broadhurst Park as the Reds host Wigan Athletic in an attempt to make their second Cup final of the season. Kick-off at Broadhurst Park on Sunday will be at 2pm. In other news, and the FC United Development Fund last week broke through the £72,000 barrier. A big thank you to everyone for your generosity. And finally, this weekend, Broadhurst Park will see FC United team up with Unison to host a day of events promoting the community and solidarity. Here's Marv Willers with more.
In association with Unison, FC United presents Our City United, a seven-a-side tournament involving teams from communities across Manchester, Britain and Europe. The ethos of the tournament is community and solidarity, with matches kicking off on Broadhurst Park playing fields at 10am this Saturday. Afterwards, at 12 noon, FC United will be hosting a women's exhibition match between Glasgow Ladies and the Eastern Cowgirls. This will be followed by a roundtable discussion with both teams, plus our very own FC United women's team from 1:30pm. Then, of course, it's FC United versus Tamworth in the league from 3pm, followed at 9pm by a special main stand bar performance from Glaswegian band The Wakes, when trophies will also be presented. So, that's Manchester, Our City United, this Saturday at Broadhurst Park from 10am.
Thanks, Marv, and we will, of course, have interviews from Saturday's events at Broadhurst Park on next week's This Club Is My Club. To this past weekend's football now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United hosted third place Kidderminster Harriers in the league. To hear how the Reds got on in this one, it's now time to hand over to the FC Live team to find out more.
Welcome, everyone, to FC Live. FC United against Kidderminster, the follow-up to last week's game.
Is that your professional last week? Ben, it was this. Should we go home?
Goal! Can't believe it!
That's how it went, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of them games. So we're back here at Broadhurst Park this afternoon. Could be quite a long afternoon, Emily.
It could.
A game of football is coming your way for the next 2 hours. But it's now time for team news.
Team news. Team news. Welcome to team news. That was your team news. Right onto the game. What do you mean team news? Come on then, Ben. You said it all.
Okay.
We've got two teams playing today.
Well prepared there, Ben.
Is Arneson up front on his own? I think he might be. And then we've got Williams and Jerome Wright playing at the full backs. Then we've got Corbett and Ashworth. In midfield, we've got Kay, Lowe, Winter, and then on the wings we've got Wolfenden and Thompson.
Wow, now this is very good, Ben. Well done, yeah. Well done, Ben. He's thrown his team sheet. He said, "Look, I've done my job." Yes, in fact, this afternoon, as you rightly say, Ben, it looks a similar team that started last week. The one thing I do find, I've got to say, I do find very strange. Tom Greaves came on last week, instant impact with a tremendous goal, with a great ball played in by Jake Williams, and he finds himself on the bench. Now, whether or not he's still got a slight injury and Carl's resting him, but Arneson, he came on, he made an impact, but you normally, Emily, from a centre forward comes on and impacts the game and scores, you think they might have an opportunity to start the following week.
You'd think so, yeah. They can't do much more, can they?
FC United line-up, it's Dave Carnell in goal, Jake Williams number 2, Harry Winter number 3, Scott Kay number 4, Zach Corbett number 5, Luke Ashworth number 6, Matty Wolfenden number 7, he'll be off about 65 to 70 minutes, Nathan Lowe number 8, Gareth Arneson number 9, Jerome Wright number 10 and George Thompson number 11. On the bench it's Tom Greaves, Sam Sheringham, Sam, when am I ever going to get a start playing for FC United of Manchester? Sheringham, Jason Gilchrist, Kieran Glynn and Tom Brown. FC United this afternoon playing in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings, and FC United's goalkeeper playing in green, a green shirt, black shorts and black stockings. 22 minutes anyway, corner ball to the visitors. There's a man on the edge of the penalty area, completely free if they can find him. Carnell does well and palms the ball away, but the ball's still in the area now. It's with the skipper, he plays the ball out, good ball out wide right, ball going to be whipped in again. It's a decent ball, who's on the end of it? It's headed away by Kay, force for the number 10 now. Knight plays it back down the right hand side to McQuinlan. McQuillan back to Knight. They've gone back though, and the ball with the outside of the foot, a dreadful one, and now it's an opportunity for George Thompson. George Thompson's got the goalkeeper to beat. Can he make it 1-0 to FC United Manchester? Yes he can. Well, the number 10 made the mistake, and FC United's George Thompson on the halfway line intercepted round the length of the pitch, and out of nothing, calm, cool, calculated, just slowed the ball under the goalkeeper, and FC United on 23 minutes find themselves a goal up. That is quite incredible.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, one mistake, one error, and you know, like you say, cool and calm, George Thompson. I was wondering if he was going to hit it a little bit earlier because the goalkeeper was so far off his line, but he's done well. He's carried the ball, players coming in, descending upon him, but nice, cool finish, slots at home. Exactly, you know, the work rate that they've put in, we can't argue that they don't deserve something from the game at the moment. They've got away with it. Kidderminster won't be happy with the way that it was conceded. You know, a mistake, but fantastic play from George Thompson.
And that's it! And that game has been won based on one thing and one thing alone. Absolute persistent work rate, work rate, work rates. Absolute quality from FC United. They've played a game that they've very seldom ever been able to achieve by holding on to a lead and working from every position all afternoon. For me, that is the finest performance of defensive duties, a defensive play that you will see from any team this season. Stockport County fans will be ecstatic, depending how their result has gone, but from our perspective,
yes,
it's as if we worked continuously all week on defending. Because
yeah,
that was absolute top draw.
It was absolutely outstanding. We knew it was going to be a difficult game, and you know, getting that goal in the first half, you know, leading 1-0, it's a difficult position to be in. Kidderminster have absolutely worked and thrown everything at the game. But like you say, FC United defensively, there was just no way through. They were Carnell with three fantastic saves. And I think that's the only three shots that they've actually had on target.
Well, for all their possession and all their quality, and they are a quality outfit, they remind me a little bit like Ilson a couple of seasons ago. They play fast, fluid, good quality football. Everyone knows where their job is, what they need to do. I think they will be bitterly disappointed from a managerial position. They've done everything apart from really, really score a goal this afternoon. But saying that, the reason being is because that is resolute defending from FC. It is akin to at the top of the Premier League team playing a team from the bottom that have to defend.
Yeah,
they get themselves in front and work, and the
yeah.
work and work and work. But we didn't work with our backs to the walls, I don't think. We weren't being peppered continuously. We actually just did our job all the way through. And, you know, I mean, someone's just sent a text in. It's a really valid point. When Dave Carnell plays well in goal, FC normally play well. And when he doesn't, we have the jitters. Today, he was magnificent. The defence was magnificent. The midfield was magnificent. The guys up top, Arneson ran his heart out.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely outstanding.
Everyone.
Matthew Wolfenden, George Thompson.
Yeah.
Brilliant defensive duties. And when they had the opportunity going forward, they caused a few problems. But Ashworth at the back, brilliant, you know, Kane, tremendous, absolutely all through that 11 there, low, even the introduction on 91 minutes of Sam Sheridan, a man of the match performance from him as well. Really, really tremendous, tremendous, tremendous performance to stick it out for that length of time, because that's a hard thing to do.
It's a hard thing to do. It's a very difficult to spend best part of 45 minutes in your own half. But like you say, it wasn't back to the wall. It was just working together, working closely as units, supporting each other. Anytime somebody made a mistake, there was always an FC player that was there to clear it up. Working hard to bring the ball out, finding the areas, finding the gaps, a little bit of time, respite on the ball, you know, feeding the attackers. Like you say, Arneson ran. And the pressure that he was putting on their back four, you know, it made them think twice about playing that early ball. And the same in the second half, you got Tom Greaves as an outlet. But no, fantastic performance by FC right the way through.
It certainly was. That was Tokyo Dave from Japan who just came to say hello. He's over the next few days, I think. Well, maybe more than a few days if you're flying from Japan, I suppose. I really, really got to take my hats off to the whole team there. They worked all the way through that game, and very, very proud of that performance. I mean, from a Kidderminster perspective, I think I'll be asking a lot of questions of players. I mean, he wasn't obviously happy with the first 45 minutes because he made a double substitution. The manager's actually out there still just having a think before he goes into the dressing room, I think, to decide what to say to them. He's probably looking at the possession that they've had, looking at how they play. I mean, and they do play sweet football. I'm very impressed with the quality of football that they played. But when you've got no end results, you're gonna be, you know, questioning your own players. From our perspective, I think we've just defended resolutely. We've worked tremendously hard. I mean, we could just give more platitudes and more platitudes, because I think, say personally, from it, that is a great defensive game to watch. You know, they've really, really shown how the battle qualities.
Really, you know, sensible decision.
And from a team.
Because you just think, well, you know, a lot of us are. You want to see fast football, passing and moving and bringing the ball out. But when you're playing against the team of the quality of Kidderminster, going a goal ahead and knowing that you're not going to have as much possession and opportunities, but, you know, the work rate to then stick with their plan and work together to nullify anything that they brought to us. You know, there was a few moments where, you know, you hold your breath a little bit, but I didn't see, you know, because of how well FC, you know, put themselves into those positions and closing players down, I couldn't see Kidderminster scoring.
No.
They could be, you know, we could still be playing the game now and I don't think they'd find a goal.
Just a quick text in there. Good result that for you guys today. Well done. That's Roy Sewell.
Stat from today, FC, 26% possession.
Doesn't matter.
It's what you do with it.
It's what you do with it.
It means very, very little, to be honest. But I've got to say, here at Broadhurst Park this afternoon, I mean, the managers of Kidderminster are still out there debating amongst themselves what's gone wrong this afternoon. Well, what went wrong was a team that were resolute, got an opportunistic goal from the halfway line. Great run by George Thompson. Took it away. And after that, FC United, like a great Italian team, basically said, if you want to get past us, you're going to get past us. FC didn't bully, they didn't foul, they just played the game. Absolutely tremendous. 95 minutes in, they still resolute. Great play by Dave Carnell. Coming up is a new show with no name. Oh, it's an old show with no name. Anyway, who cares, ladies and gentlemen? FC United have won. We'll say goodbye. We'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. You did that really well.
Thank you, Ben.
Swampy, Emily and Ben there from FC Live on Saturday afternoon. After that win, Ben caught up with FC United manager Carl Margeson.
So, Cal, past couple of games, I've always said game of 2 hours and that kind of thing, but that was a solid 90 minutes of pure Italian-style defending, actually. I thought very well organised.
Yeah, and we needed to be, because it's only my opinion, but for what it's worth, I think Kidderminster are the best footballing team in this league. I think they're superb to watch. And, you know, it's been a nightmare week in respect myself trying to pick a team and tactically get things right. And when you come away with a 1-0 win, it justifies everything that you've done. Although, you know, well, you need all your players to perform, and that's what they've done today.
Now, I can come out with all these stats if you'd like, Carl, but the important stat is it finished 1-0. George Thompson taking, but it was a poor pass on the halfway line, but he still had a lot to do.
Yeah, they're one of the hardest chances people do. You know, people look at it, but you've got lots of thinking time on that long journey from the halfway line to the goal. And he was excellent. It's great for him to get his goal, and he put a shift in like every other single one of them did.
It was nice that Thompson took it to the goal as well. I think if Lowe had got that, he would have gone for it, wouldn't he, on the halfway line, probably.
possibly, that's confidence for you.
But the stat I was alluded to, 26% possession for FC, but we just, it defended so well. Winter and Kay were in their element. We gave the man a match to Carnell, but it was a proper team display, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And, you know, against teams like that, you've got to have everybody pulling in the right direction, otherwise you're going to get done. I said to him, they are the only team that will dominate possession against us in this. You know, that you can tell that they're full time. They don't waste that full time status. I think some of the passing and the movement and the interchanging of places is top draw. And you know, that's a credit to John and his staff. And the players that they've recruited there, because as a club, as people, the pros, and you can tell that bit with the way that they're gracious in defeat and honourable in victory as well.
How important, I mean, when we spoke after the County game, it was like a lot of frustration. How important was that second half against Gloucester? Because today was just another step on building confidence, I thought, in the team.
Yeah, the confidence is there, and the team spirit's there, the players are there. Sometimes you don't put it together, but they're non-league footballers at the end of the day. You know, there's going to be inconsistencies, especially with some of the young lads that we've got as well. But we'll continue to keep faith in them and keep showing that we, you know, that me and the staff believe in what we're trying to do. And you can have great days like we had last week, and possibly even a better day today, because we saw a different side to us today. You know, sometimes we get caught up in the game and go a little bit gung-ho, but I thought we were a different class today against, like I say, in my opinion, the best team in this league.
And just a quick personnel question, obviously Cedric Cruz re-signed.
Yes, Cedric's re-signed, and
Is that where we're heading now? Just a couple more points, I think, and then kind of mix and match in towards the end of the season to see what works, or are we going to try and finish as high as we can?
We'll to try and finish as high as we can, but if we can manage to do that and also give people the opportunity to play, then we will do.
FC United manager Carl Margeson there following FC's excellent 1-0 win over Kidderminster Harriers on Saturday afternoon.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wherever you are around the world. This is indeed the FC United after-match chat. Well, I'm joined by James Quinn. Ben will be back after the interview with Carl, so he'll probably give us an idea of Carl's thoughts. But, well, James, it was a great game of football to watch from the perspective one team were lovely to watch playing football-wise, and another team were defending brilliantly, and you couldn't ask for a better game. I watched Kidderminster, for me, very attractive footballing team. Everyone knows where they are. They roll the ball on quickly. They've got some good trickery. They've got some pace. They're strong. They're big. And FC United, a team that we're not noted for our hanging on abilities for, you know, 75 minutes of a game. We normally concede early. And once we have conceded, normally we capitulate. But today, a completely new FC United.
Absolutely, and it'd be interesting to know whether the plan was to sit back so deep in the second half, or whether that's just the way it kind of unfolded. As Kidderminster having like 70-something% possession in the whole game, it's really unusual. But I think that there was tenacity, but there was some very intelligent defending. I thought Zach Corbett's positioning was excellent. I really, and he's not. I think it was his, was it his first game back last week?
Yeah, first game back last week, yeah.
And he, I thought, looked very assured in the Central Park, which is a good option for Carl Margins and Havre. I thought George Thompson did some excellent tracking back and defending. Generally, though, what's interesting is that FC beat Kidderminster, third in the table, a full-time side, 2-0 at their place early in the season. A very similar game where they had more chances probably at Kidderminster, but is it a coincidence, do you think, that that's happened against this team, or is it just have FC got a style that Kidderminster don't particularly like?
Well, I think on any other day, Kidderminster probably would have scored maybe two or three this afternoon. I think they perhaps know FC's style. Or don't know FC's style, because I'm not sure whether Carl does either, to be honest. Most of us, because, you know, from week in, week out, hence why we are where we are in the division, because there's been no real sort of like quality throughout the whole season. We've never really put a run in together where people can sort of like judge you how you play. So I suppose from a Kidderminster perspective, they'll know our strengths and our weaknesses, and they'll look at the weaknesses and try to, you know, make sure that they can utilise them. But I think from our perspective, I mean, we know what they are capable of. They play the ball out, and in the first 20-25 minutes, you're looking at the game and saying, well, yeah, okay, they've got the ball, they've had lots of possession, but they haven't really created anything yet. We get an opportunity, and a great opportunity, and George Thompson from the halfway line does tremendously well to go from there to slot the ball under the goalkeeper with two ensuing players coming upon him. And from that moment, you're saying, well, really, it's up to Kidderminster now to come at them, see what you've got. Can you unlock the door? Can you unpick the FC defence or the midfield? And they couldn't. And as Emily said just prior to her leaving a few minutes ago, it was a game where I didn't think FC United were really, really under the kind of pressure where they were going to concede. I mean, I thought Carnell, a question's come in from one of our listeners saying, well, when Dave Carnell plays well, FC Ordinary play well, and when he doesn't, the team suffer. And today, he was back to his very, very best, I thought. And that resonated through the whole team. And There was no moments of sort of like hilarity or, well, there was a great hilarity where the player was on the floor and hit him on the head.
And if that had gone in, that would have been the goal of the century.
It would have indeed. But there was no point in the game where, and I think from our commentating, you could probably tell that there wasn't any moments of extreme, oh, they're going to score from here. Three great saves, they were from distance. And apart from that, we marshalled them well, as you say. Zach Corbett was tremendous. Ashworth was excellent. But what I liked about today, and I'm sure you'll pick up on this as well, is that any player that did make a mistake, it was covered by another player. There was a number of options down here on this near side in our own 18-yard area where Jerome on occasion, Nathan Lowe on occasion, they just didn't do the right thing, but there was George Thompson, who had a fine, fine game of football this afternoon to mop up and help out. And when Thompson had made a mistake, there was Jerome to help out, or Nathan Lowe. And all of them really helped each other throughout the whole of the game. And I think Carl, for me, hopefully the interview that he has with Ben will be one of satisfaction of, and for me, more satisfaction than anything, because that is one of the hardest things to do, not hang on, but to play in a game and to work as well as you've done and send people home happy, even though you've had 26% of the ball.
So the central question for FC United, because it's been touched on before, when you're a team and you don't have a big playing budget, so you can't attract the quality, say, of a full-time side like Kidderminster or a Fylde or so on, then you've got to play effectively with what you've got. You've got to find the plan. And it seemed to me that FC did that this afternoon, and the central question then is how you get that level, because it was a level of commitment, wasn't it, today, and it wasn't just about, you know, blood and guts, although that there was a lot of that. It was about composure and just defenders being in the right place, not just kicking the ball away. So the question is, if FC could reproduce that against the best teams, week in, week out, obviously FC can get a lot higher up this division. Any thoughts on what the key is to that?
The key is consistency, and unfortunately we've not been consistent for a long, long time. You know, we've been consistently inconsistent. We've been inconsistently consistent. You know, winning the division gives you consistency. And we did that three or four seasons ago with the Northern Prem, but we had the inconsistency to a degree, although we got into the playoffs and did very, very well. I think it's very hard to pinpoint. I mean, I don't necessarily... I mean, in a game like this, Kidderminster, yes, they were a full-time team, and there was much discussion on the National Conference website about teams that are full-time, but how much do they actually play those players? There is a suggestion that some teams play minimum wage to their full-time players. Some play... big bucks. If you're a full-time team, you've got a big squad of say 26, that means all players are being paid. If you've got a part-time team and you've got 16 players, primarily that are within the squad, and therefore some of them are on contract, the vast majority aren't, your budget's actually going to be quite healthy in comparison. So there are differences of opinion when it comes to full-time and money. The one thing they can attract is players that want to live the life of a professional footballer. That's one thing. But we, by no stretch of the imagination, have a small budget. You know, we as a club have not necessarily a very healthy one, but we have a sufficient one to bring in good players. And the players that we've got have all played at a good standard. And the players that we have here, if we can get that consistency week in, week out, we can be pushing and should be pushing for a top eight finish. And next season, perhaps... or the season after, a top five finish, because there's nothing to suggest that these players... We've seen the quality of Nathan Lowe. You know, he's been schooled in the professional game, and in that respect, he shows a bit of quality. What he does show also is the fact that I think Carl's right in what he said. He was playing sort of like galaxy football rather than playing the sort of like the blood and thunder and the guts of adult football, where results do matter and 3 points do matter, opposed to playing, you know, galaxy football at a very good level. And it shows on occasion that he switches off a little bit on occasion. You know, he tries the theatrical, as he has today on three occasions, when perhaps better options were available to him. But that's a learning curve for him, but he's got the quality. And all the other players around, you know, there's a lot of quality out there. It's how you get that consistency. It's very, very difficult to pinpoint what you need to do. I think from a managerial position and perspective, for me, you've got to work on the training pitch, you've got to work on the training ground, you've got to work at set pieces, you've got to work at all the fundamentals in the game that mean that you can negate those on the football pitch. And if you can do that and then put in the shift that we've put in, then you're going to get better.
And FC, credit to FC, 2 weeks ago it looked, it's just the eyelashes were fluttering a bit at the relegation zone, but they had, at half time last week, they were fluttering even more. But they, FC, have come back. They've had two wins, which take FC 11 points clear now of the zone, and 9 or 10 points clear of a lot of other sides. So that they have that little bit of kind of moment of danger, if you like, has been dealt with. So the club has sort of found, the team has found the character.
Yeah,
necessary.
I mean, they found the character today. They found the character in the second half last week, or certainly the last 30 minutes. And you know what they'll be looking at now is, I mean, you look at the, for me, you just look at the positives. You take them into the next game, and you work on your shape, you work on your form, you work on the possession. You've got to make sure that you can nurture the ball and you keep the ball as much as possible. In that respect, you know, yeah, you're right. I mean, there were eyelids being fluttered about maybe the possibility of being in that relegation battle. I think one of the pluses that we've had this season, and other clubs, are that the teams are that are right at the bottom are so far away. There is or has been a feeling of, well, we're okay regardless. I mean, I believed back in November, I think it was, I spoke to Ben when I did the Red Rebel radio show when I was in China, that we were good enough and we would comfortably stay in this division and we would finish sort of like the lower half of the top, you know, maybe 13th, 14th at the very, very, very worst, and then maybe about 8th if at the very best. Because the quality's here. Also, one big thing we have is a massive benefit. We've got a football pitch to play on. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one of the best pitches in the division. At this time of the year, it's absolute quality. And if you can't play football on here, you might as well give up. And as I say, you know, there's a lot of work to do. There's a good squad of players. They'll be very happy this afternoon. Carl will be very, very happy, I would have thought. Ben, have you done the interview yet, Ben? You have. Do you want to give us an insight into anything? So maybe we can just discuss for a few seconds the joy from the management team, because obviously it's not just Carl. It's, you know, it's the other guys. Vornia, we saw Vornia down there giving instruction or giving advice and saying you maybe you do A, B, and C. But what was his overall thoughts?
Just work rate. Just the fact that, you know, selecting that team today was a bit of arduous for Carl, because apparently everyone's been chomping at the bit all week. He said Kidderminster the best footballing side they played this season.
Yeah, yeah. He's
they were relentless and non-stop and just overall happy. I mean, going into the manager's office there, it was very relaxed, wasn't it? Yeah, very relaxed. So,
and was it one is that there was a discussion? Had they been working on defensive play during the week, or they just continued to do the normal thing?
To do the normal thing and just be a bit well organised.
And it showed today, didn't it? Certainly, James.
Well did. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and I think the thing of having Scott Kay and Winter in front of a defence playing against a team like that is probably the right way for FC to set up, isn't it? Because, you know, Kay obviously has played in the back four very effectively, to have his defensive qualities.
He has indeed, and unfortunately for Sam Sherrington, that doesn't help him, because Sherrington, for me, is a footballer. You know, he's a footballing midfield player who's got a bit of bite about him as well. But it's very, very difficult to Carl to make the decision whether to play him or not to play him, because Scott Kay has done tremendously well at the centre-half, and then he's now gone from centre-half into the midfield. And again, I mean, today I thought in the first 20-25 minutes he needed to find his position in the game. He didn't seem to be sort of in the game a great deal, but then he did find his feet, and it was effective in the second half. So again, you know, I mean, we've got some good quality midfield players there that would like to hold the ball. I mean, Harry Winter, I mean, I thought the yellow card was a little bit harsh, considering them in a free kick just before that, I forget, for FC, with a too late challenge. The referee didn't see the first one that went in on Kay, and the second one was a free kick, and if Harry Winters was a yellow card, the one prior to that was a yellow card, but that wasn't to be. And Harry gives you something that every team wants. He gives you that 100%, that attitude, just gets on with it. You know, he doesn't suffer fools, he doesn't suffer injury. He just, you know, he's the kind of player that actually wouldn't even realise if he actually had broke his leg, probably, and he'd carry on playing. And he's very much in that sort of like Jake Cotterill mould, where he's a box-to-box player. His work rate is tremendous. And we're very lucky to have him, really. I mean, I would have liked to have him two or three seasons ago as Carl would, but unfortunately he was elsewhere. But, you know, as Ben says, it must have been a hard thing to determine. The only thing I questioned before the game was perhaps rather than Arneson, who wasn't as effective, although he did quite well last week when he came on. But for me, Greasy had got it ahead of him because he scored the equalising goal. But he made a decision, and Arneson, you know, when he has the ball, you know, he's getting match fit, isn't he, as well? He's getting fitter and fitter, and perhaps, I think, Arneson needs a goal, and that'll help him. Gilchrist?
Well, the thing is, Gilchrist, obviously, great start to the first half of the season. It's whether whether defences are now more alert to him, because he did score quite free, still the top scorer, of course, whether now defences have worked him out, whether, you know, it's that thing of making, now the expectations there, he's not making the next step just for the moment, but the ability's there just at the moment. He's just ended up going through a very quiet phase.
It is. I mean, and to come on in a game like this, I mean, this is a game where you've got to be switched on. As soon as you come on, you had to be switched on. And Gilchrist wasn't, in fairness, but then he managed to get into the game a little bit from a defensive duty. He took that role on himself as well and left Greaves really to the up top duties if needs be. Gilchrist, yeah, I mean, for me, he's got to utilise what he's got, and that is pace. Utilise that pace and play on the shoulder of a player. And, you know, with a player like that, though, we need good service, and he also needs to make sure he stays on the shoulder, because in a game like that, I mean, for all the work that FC United had done, they'd exert themselves as well. But what I did like about Kidderminster today, they let the ball do a lot of the work. They rolled the ball on, so there wasn't as much running for them as we had to do. We had to chase and cover and cover and cover and cover and back, because the ball was being moved on and moved on and moved on. Carl probably would have learned a lot, I think, from Kidderminster today, because I think and believe that's the kind of football that Carl would like us to play. You know, and I'm sure if you had players in 5 days a week, then we might get to that stage. But that, for me, is the kind of football you want to see. From a defensive perspective, that's the kind of performance we want to see from an FC team. We can combine them, those both. Well, we'll be in the Premier League in five seasons. So, but, you know, it's it's an opportunity. I mean, like, we talk about Carnell. I mean, Carnell has just told Adrian Basso, listen, mate, I don't care, you're an international footballer. I don't care you've played 350 league games. You're not having the shirt back. Mm-hmm. The last two performances, in fact, the last three performances, have been superb.
And has Basso's run, has that helped Carnell? Has that basically said to Carnell, you don't have the shirt? Because I know that Carnell has been a very important figure to Carl Marginson.
Listen, you know as well as I, we've seen him stood here, how dejected he's been, even when he's been fit and not been played. He openly says, look, you know, I can't expect to come back into the team because he's playing really well, but give him that opportunity, I'm biting at the bit. And he's taken it tremendously well because, you know, if he'd made mistakes in the last two or three games, Basso would have been back in because I think his three-match ban is over now. So, you know, it'll give Carl headaches, but not for the time being because he's been absolutely superb. In the same way as I think the team is, and no disrespect to Tongi, but the team's a little bit more balanced with Jake in there because there's a little bit more pace. Mm-hmm. Although Tongi's a good player, good on the ball, reads a game well. But the pace of Jake helps the team. And I think also Jerome Wright coming back into this left-back position, I think that's helped as well. I think it's helped Jerome.
It is interesting that because it does give Carl Marginson an option to play another midfield player, doesn't it? You've got Jerome can go forward as a left-back, but in a curious way, and it's very tough on
Chris Chatwell, until he's sending off, had actually improved tremendously because we saw him when he first came to FC United, how good a quality player he was. Then we saw a bit of a dip in form, and then we saw him back to being good, you know, what we thought he was going to be, and move on a little bit and maybe even leave the club because of the quality. And then he had another dip, and he was just getting back to playing some really good quality football, and, you know, was watching him play, and he was very, very instrumental in the performances, and then he gets himself sent off. But Jerome there, as you say, gives Carl another option. He can play someone else different up front. And the back covering today, though, for Thompson with Jerome, and also with Matty Wolfenden with Jake Williams, was tremendous. And also, what I did appreciate, what Carl did this afternoon, which we've not seen a huge... They swapped the players from... Last week, we were pulling our hair out last week, me and Ben and Paul, because we were 2-0 down and George Thompson was on the left-hand side and never left for 45 minutes until he went into the tunnel. Today, and Matty Wolfenden was on this side, and today they've switched them backwards and forwards. And I think that's always a good thing because it gives the defenders something more to think about. I think Carl today has used, I think, pretty much all of his footballing knowledge, all his nous, and got it absolutely right 100% today with pretty much everything he's done. And you can't ask any more of that of a manager. Last Saturday I thought he looked like he was going to jack it in. You could see how dejected he was at half time when he was sat on the bench. He was half a man that we know he is. Mm-hmm. And obviously we came out, the good team talk, we're playing against the slope, so we're playing with the slope and with the wind, and we changed the game. And what we did, and we say this every week, don't we, we take the last week's performance, if it's a good one, into the next game. Yeah. And that's exactly what we've done today. Against, as Carl rightly says, the best footballing team we've seen here at Broadhurst Park for some time. And Carl, for me, from a manager, that performance for me is manager of the month performance. Because he's got everything 100% right. He's done absolutely tremendously well. They've worked it so well today. And for me, they've deserved it because, you know, when teams can defend like that, you deserve to win games of football.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see, home next Saturday.
Again, yeah. Yes, big week coming. We've got the football tournament, anti-racist community football tournament starting next week, 10 a.m. It's International Women's Week as well. So we also have in the cabin, there's going to be a discussion on women's football and women in sport in the cabin after the exhibition game for the women's team. And then obviously we've got the game here, and then from 9 o'clock we've got the Wakes, fine Glasgow band, on a European tour currently, but they're stopping off here to play, and also there's going to be a presentation of the trophies for the teams that have won or taken part in the tournament. And this is a more information to come during the week, Ben, isn't there, from that, so we can let people know about it.
And did I mention that nobody in the top seven won today? In this division?
You didn't until now. And I suppose, really, for us, that, in a way, shows how good a game it was, because I've not even looked at any other result today until now. We're going to say goodbye, everybody, from another wonderful end to a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Goodbye from me.
Thank you.
Goodbye from him.
Thank you.
And goodbye from Dylan. The future voice of FC Radio, aren't you, Dylan?
Yep.
Yes, he knows more about football than myself and his dad combined. Take care.
To find out now where that victory leaves FC United in the league table, and for all the other results from the National League North on Saturday, it's now time to hand over to Marv Willers for another edition of Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers, and welcome everybody to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. And with that win for FC, the Reds second in two matches, it sees Kilmarnock's side stay in 13th, but move further away from the relegation places. The gap is now 11 points. A bit higher up the table, and leaders AFC Fylde were held to a 3-3 draw in a thrilling encounter away at Harrogate Town. Second place Salford City were beaten 2-0 by FC's next opponents, Tamworth, while Kidderminster stay in third following their defeat at Broadhurst Park on Saturday. 4th place Chorley were held to a goalless draw at Edgeley Park by 6th place Stockport County, while 5th placed Halifax Town were also held to a 0-0 draw at the Shea by a Boston United side. 7th placed Darlington were another playoff chasing side unable to make much progress on Saturday, as they were held to a 2-2 draw at Bromsgrove by 3rd bottom Worcester City. Brackley Town, they really needed a win at the Tameside Stadium to push towards the playoff places with their games in hand. But the Saints were also held to a draw by mid-table Curzon Ashton. So many draws. Gloucester City got back to winning ways, and with results going their way at the top, they kept their slim playoff chances alive with a resilient performance at struggling Bradford Park Avenue, winning 1-0. While Worcester's point against Darlington leaves them just a point behind fourth bottom Gainsborough Trinity, who lost 2-1 at Nuneaton Town, bottom side Altrincham are now looking for snookers after a 1-0 defeat to Telford United, who are 5 points above the relegation places. And that concludes this week's Marv Sports Report with me, Marv. Go in peace to love and serve your football club. Cheerio.
Thanks, Marv. The Reds return to Broadhurst Park this weekend as FC United host Tamworth in the league. Kick-off in Manchester will be at 3 p.m. But as always, if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear. The FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on Saturday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And that's it from me for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes Store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.